Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Too many corporations profit from pornography, violence, and sexual exploitation. Some of these companies we'd never suspect. There may be some that we deal with or use on a regular basis, and we don't know where they get the profits or how they use the profits. However, these same corporations are willing to take money from purveyors of trash or may facilitate the access of dangerous or objectionable material and still take money from us. What can Christians do when they discover they are interacting with these companies? My guest today is Dawn Hawkins. She's the Vice President and Executive Director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Dawn, for being with us.
Oh, wonderful to be with you.
And I know you guys are very, very busy. And one of the things that you do each year is you create a Dirty Dozen list. And how do you come about, or how do you go about determining which companies should be included on this Dirty Dozen list?
Well, one thing is that many well-established brands, companies, and organizations are facilitating and profiting from sexual exploitation. And so we've tried to develop a list that represents different sectors of industry and different exploitation issues to try to help people see how all of this is really connected and to make better, more informed decisions while holding these companies accountable. So it's not like there's this fantastic, easy to use formula that we're using before we put companies on, but we're trying to figure out leaders in their industries and those who are facilitating and profiting from exploitation.
Because it's really the leaders who are behind it all. I mean, it's the leaders who are giving their stamp of approval.
Right. Well, when some of the bigger corporations are doing it, then we see that other industry members also tend to follow suit. So if we can change the policies at some of these bigger corporations and organizations, then we are able to see it trickle down. For example, Hilton Worldwide was selling hardcore pornography, just like many of hotel chains around the world have been doing for decades. Mm-hmm. But when we went to Hilton, one of the largest hotel chains, and we were able to get Hilton to change, as a result, five of the major hotel chains around the world changed their policy following Hilton's example. Wow. We got Verizon to make some somewhat small changes, I would argue, in the way of parental controls and better accountability for those using their on-demand satellite services. Mm-hmm. And then when they made those changes, we went to Comcast and we were like, Verizon did this, will you do it?
Oh, okay.
And so then thankfully Comcast made those same changes plus some better ones, and now we're going back to Verizon. So yeah.
Okay, that's good. So if you get leaders to leading corporations to make changes, and you can use that as you go to other ones and point to the changes that the larger corporations have made and kind of use that as a tool.
Exactly. And really we absolutely need the voice of their customers and the public. That's when Hilton changed, for example. They changed because they said to us, we're getting 1,000 emails a week to our executives. Can you please make it stop?
Make it stop.
And we said, okay, well, meet with us.
Right.
And then
great.
They were willing to listen. And so the general, you know, your listeners, their voices count so much, and we need their help in making these companies kind of listen up.
So this has been one of the, I'll ask you, has this been one of the most effective tools that you guys have created to educate the public on what these companies do?
I think most definitely. Not only has it been a game changer in getting companies to change their policies, we've had dozens of policies change as a result of this project, but also it helps inform consumers and customers to make better decisions. For example, we've got Snapchat on the Dirty Dozen list. They're on the watch list this year because they made a number of improvements that we asked for. But part of the reason they're on there is because we want parents to understand the dangers of Snapchat and how it's being used. So it's also quite a helpful awareness tool for parents. Steam is another company used by 35 million minor users. It's like the Walmart of video games.
Wow.
And so many parents who are listening, they're very familiar with the company's Steam. They might not be familiar with the fact that there's thousands of games on their platform with nudity and extreme depictions of sexual violence where the user's pretending to be a sex trafficker or a rapist, or that's the goal. And so we've also tried to use this project as a way to raise awareness to parents and just the consumers.
Right, because you mentioned Steam and Snapchat, and that's all online stuff. Not that I understand them fully, but a lot of parents don't understand the dangers of that device that their minor child is holding. And
right,
you just named a couple examples there. So
right, and then we're not saying necessarily that you shouldn't allow your kids to be on these systems, but rather you need to be aware of the dangers on these platforms and then take measures to help protect your kids. So whether it's protective conversations about how to act and what they are allowed to do and not do on these platforms, or maybe it's a, hey, wait, I want my kids to be able to use Steam, but I need to turn on the parental controls and block these certain games so that they're not even coming into my kids' world.
Right. Now, do the companies that make these devices, do they make turning on parental controls easy? Or do parents have to poke around?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. It's different for every company.
Okay, well,
for example, Netflix. We put Netflix on the Dirty Dozen list this year for a handful of reasons. One reason, though, is the parental controls are very weak. There's no way to lock the parental controls. And so a child can easily go from a protected account where maybe you've blocked rated R or NC-17 or mature content, and they can easily just go into the unprotected account. There's no way you can lock them into the protected account. So among other reasons for being named to the Dirty Dozen list, the inaccurate kind of parental controls are one reason for Netflix.
Okay. Yeah, and you also have Amazon. We just kind of go down through the list. You also have Amazon on the list. It's been on a couple of times, hasn't it?
It is. Well, and, you know, Amazon is kind of ruling the world. It's like Google right now. And it's hard to not have it impact. You know, all of us, I think, are impacted by Amazon.
And you have Amazon and Google. To me, the two of them are ruling the world for sure.
Yeah, they are. But the thing with Amazon is they – not only are they selling products that are really highly exploitative, like they have childlike sex dolls for sale. They used to have thousands of them, and we got them to remove most of them, but there's still a number of childlike sex dolls on there. They sell how-to manuals for, like, how to groom women into the sex trade and be a pimp, and they sell child nudity books. So there's some merchandise they're selling, but also they create content through Amazon Prime Video that often has really kind of egregious and graphic depictions of nudity and sexual violence as well, often with very little warning to the viewer. And yeah, so that's why they're on, and they're making tons of money from those kinds of things.
And a lot of it, when I'm viewing it, when I'm viewing the whole situation, the purpose, the underlying reason they're doing this is money. It, greed, to me. I mean, I view it as greed on the part of the corporations.
Well, I think it's greed or money, but it's also because no one else is saying to them, stop, which is why it's so important to organize these kinds of campaigns and have you weigh in with your voice. Like for Amazon, for example, we've noticed if they get a few complaints about a certain type of merchandise they're selling, they will remove it, and which is how we got them to remove thousands of these sex dolls. So your voice really matters, and if you're willing and able to just send a message to customer support or send an email, sign a petition through our website, dirtydozenlist.com, it adds a lot, and it really creates change. So it might be that they're seeking profits, but I think more so it's because they're not hearing anybody say to them,
this is wrong and don't do it.
Right, holding them accountable.
Yeah, that's true too. You also have EBSCO down. What is EBSCO?
EBSCO.
EBSCO. I never can say that right. EBSCO. EBSCO. Okay. What is EBSCO?
This one's often surprising for many people. EBSCO offers an online library resources to public and private schools, to colleges and public libraries and more. And in its advertising for schools, K through 12 schools, it promises access to curriculum-appropriate content. However, in a number of their school products. They provide easy access to hardcore pornography sites, and they have extremely graphic sexual content wrapped in. And so kids have typed in really innocent search terms like seventh grade biology, and instead of getting a whole bunch of articles about biology that's appropriate for a seventh grader, it's sprinkled in with really graphic sexual descriptions, articles from Cosmopolitan magazine, sex toy advertisements, et cetera. And often our schools now, I think this is a difference parents don't quite grasp, is now a lot of our schools are giving homework assignments and school assignments through this service, EBSCO, instead of like through books, like
yeah,
where you older ones are used to. Even I'm used to.
We can hold it, yeah. And a lot of schools are giving students, at least here in Pennsylvania, I don't know if it's nationwide, but these schools are handing out tablets for the students to use to do their homework. But if a school has a filter, like if the student is using a computer at school and accessing EBSCO, would the school's filter block that type of material?
Generally, it will not, because the school has said that everything on the EBSCO database is allowed.
Oh,
it's a safe website. And so then the filter isn't able to filter out what's happening within the database.
Okay.
That's one of the problems, is it's bypassing the school filters as well.
Okay.
And but I will say EBSCO has made a tremendous amount of improvements over the last 2 years in trying to clean up their systems. We are still holding them accountable because it's frankly just not good enough. The fact that there's this content in our elementary schools is not okay.
Yeah.
And so we expect them to drastically clean it up.
Absolutely.
And not just make, you know, minor improvements here and there.
You mentioned Netflix a little bit ago. You also have down here Roku. So is that the same type of situation with Roku as far as allowing pornography, or are they giving access to pornographic material?
Roku is like a streaming device where you can watch like Netflix on Roku or Amazon Prime on Roku. It's actually a device you have to buy.
Okay.
Like it's similar to Apple TV or Amazon Fire TV. The difference is Apple and Amazon's TV systems, they don't allow pornography at all. But Roku has allowed this backdoor way for pornography websites to have their own channel on their system. And so there's hundreds, maybe thousands of pornographic channels on Roku, and Roku is basically allowing them to have free reign, and even though the other industry leaders have prohibited them.
So you're saying Apple TV and Amazon TV do not allow pornography?
Right.
Oh, wow, okay.
Not at all.
So everyone needs to throw the Roku out the window, basically. You also have the state of Nevada.
Right. Well, Nevada has legalized prostitution, which has been and we've seen sex trafficking increase drastically. Mm-hmm. There's reports of increased sex trafficking, increased violence against the women, and yet we have a whole state that is pushing it, and they're benefiting and profiting off of the backs of these women who are being abused over and over again. And so we want to help people understand that legalized prostitution does not equal better rights for women. In fact, it's the complete opposite.
Yeah, and anyone with any common sense should know that, but
I want to point out maybe massage envy. I think probably some of your listeners will be surprised that we've listed massage envy on the Dirty Dozen list this year. It's really the largest massage chain and spa in the country with, I think, more than 20,000 locations.
Wow.
But there are right now currently 400 active lawsuits against massage envy where women have claimed to be sexually assaulted by a massage therapist on their tables. And in learning so much more about this, Massage Envy has just tried to bury this problem again and again. And they only recently have welcomed and made some significant preventative changes, but it's not far enough. But 400 lawsuits with sexual assault, people going there, you know, expect to be relaxed and calmed, and yet some of the most horrific things are happening on their tables.
So are these licensed therapists? Don't they have...
They are.
Oh, they are? Wow. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Massage Envy doesn't have policies in place to, or they don't screen their therapist, or it just, wow.
Right, they only just recently started screening after all of this kind of.
Okay, but of course the therapist has to be caught and tried and found guilty for to have a record.
There's been many instances, like many, that I'm hearing and reading and seeing in these lawsuits where a client will have come out of a massage and reported to the manager or the person at the front desk what just happened to him, and nothing happens.
Oh, wow.
Or they'll call back, and they're allowed to continue working there and seeing more clients. And so some of these massage therapists have assaulted numbers of clients, and even though many of them have come forward to massage and be corporate, these guys have not been let go or investigated more further. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I think we all know the problem with that. The swimsuits tend to get skimpier and skimpier, seems like year after year.
And in the last one, they weren't even wearing swimsuits.
Oh, wow, that's skimpier yet. I mean, the skimpiest
kind
of skimpy.
Funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Wear the swimsuit.
Oh, wow.
But I do have a victory for you.
Okay.
We reached out to a lot of the major retailers that sell Sports Illustrated and Cosmopolitan Magazine. We heard back from CVS Pharmacy, big chain around the U.S., and they have pulled Sports Illustrated from their checkout lines and completely revamped their beauty standards. And we just want to applaud them for taking that step and
so they pulled it
really
from
against
their,
objectification.
They pulled it from their checkout counters,
lines. Yeah, so it will only be for sale kind of at the back of the store behind blinders.
Okay, yeah, blinders, that's definitely a key to put those type magazines behind blinders. So that kids can they only see the name of the magazine itself, not the titles of the articles. You have HBO. We all know that's been a problem for a long time. And United. So what's the problem with United? Aren't we supposed to fly United?
Yeah.
So what's the problem with that, though, with United?
A lot of our airlines have really not dealt with sexual assault and harassment in a good way. They don't really. United has the worst policy, we would argue, when it comes to training their flight attendants and what is allowed and not allowed and how they can handle it. So we are hearing just constant reports of sexual assault, of passengers viewing hardcore pornography and the flight attendants allowing it and saying there's nothing they could do about it. And then therefore exposing other passengers, even young kids, to the pornography being viewed.
Wow.
But particularly, we're seeing unwanted sexual advances, including physical action, speech, and the viewing of pornography.
During the flight?
Yeah, during flights.
Okay. Of course, that's egged on. I mean, if they're watching pornography, they become aroused, and so they're basically, I would view it as United is encouraging this type of activity. If they're not taking action to stop the pornography or to train their personnel, their flight personnel, to know how to deal with this.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. So how can folks find more information? Because you guys have, on your website, you have not only the list of the Dirty Dozen, the ones that are there on the Dirty Dozen list this year, but you also give the proof of why they're there and the actions that the viewers can take to respond to these corporations. So how can folks get to that information and just give us your contact info?
Thanks. Good question. If you go to dirtydozenlist.com, you'll see the whole list and be able to click on whichever target you're interested in. And again, I really want to reiterate how important it is to add your voice to speaking up against sexual exploitation whenever and wherever you see it. We've got about 3 to 5 actions that you can take for each target, each of the 12. And lots of it you can just do straight from your phone or your computer. It just takes like a minute to add your voice, and it helps tremendously. So it's dirtydozenlist.com.
Okay. And what is your – because you don't only have that website, but you also have your regular website that has tons of research on the negative impact of pornography. What's that website?
InSexualExploitation.org. We have a lot on pornography, but also really a lot of the other exploitation issues, sex trafficking, prostitution, child sexual abuse. So it's endsexualexploitation.org.
And so much of this is fueled by pornography use, for sure. So dirtydozenlist.com to see the Dirty Dozen, who are on that list this year, and the main website that has lots of research is endsexualexploitation.org, and you guys can be contacted through that website, right?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks so much, Dawn, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I really, really appreciate it.
So great.
Okay, hey,
nice
take care.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.